Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves' corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the heart of liberal Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Best friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Now here are your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Wednesday 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. And don't forget, 24 hours from now, we'll be partying on Johnny's Lounge Deck in Beaver Dam. You can join us there. Going back out into the heart of Red Wisconsin, it is the summer of love, and it continues, Dominic. Thank you to Chance Design Build Locally for sponsoring the summer of love. And Dom, another fine guest right now live via phone. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin. And Josh Call has made a recent announcement. He's running for re-election. Candidate Call, welcome back to the Devils.
It's great to be back, Kurt.
Thank you, sir.
Josh, a difficult decision. I mean, was the job everything you hoped it'd be and more? Did you have any qualms about throwing your hat back in the ring for re-election, Josh?
I did not. You know, it was an easy decision. I love what we're doing at the Department of Justice, and I know that it's making a difference for people in the state of Wisconsin. You probably remember that after I won my election, the Republicans didn't roll out the red carpet exactly for Governor Evers and me. Instead, they had their lame duck session where they attacked our authority, but despite that, we've been able to get a lot of things accomplished for hardworking Wisconsinites, and I'm looking forward to continuing that work.
Josh, you're an attorney by trade, obviously the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, but being a candidate, how does that differ seeking the role as opposed to actually having the role?
Well, you know, as a challenger myself a few years back, you know, I thought about how the office could be used differently and how it could do more to help the people of Wisconsin when it comes to things like public safety and protecting public health and protecting our environment and ultimately protecting our democracy. You know, now people have a record that they can look at, and so we're in a different posture, but I'm really proud of the record that we have of doing everything from, you know, investigating and prosecuting the most serious offenses, from homicides to sexual assaults to drug trafficking cases, to withdrawing Wisconsin from the lawsuit that was trying to end the Affordable Care Act. And, you know, we just saw the U.S. Supreme Court recently left the ACA in place, including its protections for people with a pre-existing condition, to, of course, protecting the will of the voters when Donald Trump tried to attack it after the last presidential election.
So, Josh, that was sort of a smorgasbord of differing ideas and different rationales and reasons. If you only could tell me one on the elevator, we got 1 minute on the way down, what would be the thing you would want a prospective voter to know about you? What makes you different? Why do you deserve their vote again, sir?
Well, my top priority as Attorney General is public safety. And, you know, I think we have a really strong record on that issue, and it's a notable contrast with the two Republicans who are running. I was a federal prosecutor in one of the most dangerous cities in the country, where I prosecuted murderers, drug traffickers, and gang members. And as I mentioned before, as Attorney General, my administration has investigated and prosecuted the most serious offenses. You know, the Republicans in the race have very different background. One has never prosecuted a case, and the other seems to be running away from his record as a prosecutor. So, you know, there'll be a clear contrast on public safety issues as well as a number of other issues.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Wisconsin's Attorney General Josh Call, he has announced he is running once again. He joins us on the phone. And Josh, we appreciate you finding some time for us today. Want to get your sense. The president spoke pretty passionately yesterday about, you know, protecting voting rights. And you know, some of the conversations that I have had with folks is, you know, to what level and to what degree does, you know, the Federal Department of Justice get involved? And I guess I'd ask you that on a state level here, Josh. What did you think of the president's speech yesterday? Are you concerned about the erosion, as he put it, of the voting rights? And what could you do as an attorney general to help protect the citizens' right to vote?
I am concerned, and I'm glad to see that the president addressed that issue head on and is advocating for change. You know, what we have lived through over the last year is really extraordinary in a bad way in American history. We had a sitting president of the United States try to steal a presidential election, and Wisconsin, of course, was one of the states at the center of that effort. He was trying to overturn a Democratic outcome. And rather than backing away from that in the wake of Joe Biden's inauguration, we've seen Republicans around the country embrace it. You know, here we've got Robin Voss creating this bogus investigation team. There's somebody who's out there apparently trying to get copies of ballots so he can look at the results. And the truth of the matter is that we have free and fair elections in Wisconsin and around the country, and that the results are highly reliable. And when people try to suggest that they're not, they're undermining a cornerstone of our democracy. And that's what we're seeing is an attack on our democracy. And at all levels of government, both the state level and the federal level, I think we need to be taking action to stand up for the will of the voters.
Josh, I read excerpts of a speech given recently by Mike Haas. He's intrinsically involved in the electoral process. And Haas explained, here in the state of Wisconsin, we've got a lot of segregation in these different electoral districts. Josh, could you speak to that just briefly so people understand? There would be no way to fix an election in the state of Wisconsin in some centralized way because all the elections are basically decentralized here.
That's exactly right. We have a highly decentralized election system in Wisconsin where elections are run at the municipal level. And you know, obviously, we've got some bigger municipalities like Milwaukee or Madison, but we have well over 1,000 municipalities around the state of Wisconsin, and each of those municipalities is running its local elections on their own, and then they report the results up to the state to tabulate them. But you know, there are municipalities all over the state. You couldn't rig each of those municipalities, and if there was one municipality that was a major outlier, you'd see that in the numbers. And then, of course, here in Wisconsin, on top of that, after the 2020 presidential, we had recounts in Milwaukee County and Dane County that have confirmed the results from those counties. So there is no serious debate about whether we have a ton of integrity in our elections, because we do. What this is a pretext to attack a foundation of our democracy.
Josh Call, our fine guest, at least for a few more minutes. He is the Attorney General of the great state of Wisconsin, and he's running for re-election. Josh, an opioid settlement, a piece of legislation signed into law recently by Governor Tony Evers. Now, we know, and you mentioned the lame duck and the fact that the Joint Finance Committee, at the direction of Republicans, now has control over most of the settlements made in the state of Wisconsin, something that used to lie entirely with the Attorney General. And Josh, we know you object to that because you should. But here's my question. This piece of legislation, you discouraged Democrats from being supportive, and Tony Evers ultimately signed it with some reservations. But we've talked to people like Maggie Dawn, the Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, and she said this is probably, in a practical policy sense, the best way to get the opioid money to the municipalities where it's needed on a 70-30 split. And probably big cities like Milwaukee and Madison are going to see the lion's share of this local money. Josh, I understand you don't want to give up your legal options, but all things considered, is this a decent policy that was signed into law by Evers?
You know, I had encouraged the governor to veto this legislation and spoke out against it at the time. You know, I was glad to see that when Governor Evers signed it, he made it clear that he thought that the aspects that relate to the Joint Finance Committee were unconstitutional. You know, there are some other issues with the bill, though. One is, and I think the biggest issue we're going to see down the road is that there's no cap on attorneys' fees as part of these resolutions. And, you know, I certainly hope that as the process moves forward, you're going to see counties work really hard to minimize the amount that ends up going to attorneys rather than going to fight the epidemic. This also excludes cities that hadn't filed suit from filing claims. And, you know, I'd like to see the money distributed more consistently around the state. But, you know, the bigger issue here is that we're facing a serious epidemic. And, you know, I talked before about how public safety is my top priority. And one of the major issues we face is the opioid epidemic. And taking that epidemic as seriously as it needs to be taken is critical. And so we sued Purdue Pharma my first year in office. We joined investigations into distributors of opioids. And we recently announced that we are likely going to be seeing a bankruptcy resolution with Purdue that's going to lead to about $65 million coming to Wisconsin communities to support opioid abatement efforts. And we're not done yet. You know, we still have, I think, more recoveries ahead of us, and we're going to keep fighting to get our communities the resources that they need.
Josh, my understanding, the number of opioid deaths during the pandemic has exploded in the state of Wisconsin. Can you speak to that, sir?
Yeah, all around the country, we've seen a spike in mental health issues as well as substance use disorder cases. And as you would expect when you see that happening, there's also been an increase in overdose deaths. You know, the pandemic led to a lot of isolation, and people weren't able to get, you know, substance use disorder treatment in the same way that they might have in more regular circumstances. And dealing with the fallout from the pandemic is going to be something that we're working through for, you know, probably a while now, and making sure that we are pulling those resources in from the companies that made huge profits off of the sale of opioids. It would be critical regardless, but it's all the more important now in the wake of the pandemic, because our communities need those resources to provide things like treatment, mental health services, and recovery programs.
Josh Call, the Attorney General, great state of Wisconsin. He has announced his reelective campaign. Josh, if people want to get involved, if they want to give you some money or support your candidacy, how did they do so, sir?
They can go to our website, joshcall.org. Of course, we'd love to have people support and have them volunteering and helping out the campaign.
Josh, we'd love to see you at one of the Summer of Love parties coming up soon. One at Beaver Dam tomorrow, one at the Atamaqua on Tuesday. Attorney General Josh Call, you're invited to all the parties around here on Devil Radio. We appreciate you coming around today, sir.
It's good to join you. Thanks.
Thank you,
Josh.
More Devil's Advocates on the other side. We'll be right back.
Good luck. We're all counting on you.